Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Some say.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Will Stevens. The gang's all here except for Billy Williford. Supposed to be a Williford Wednesday.
Oh yeah, I can come in every Wednesday.
Nope.
Thanks a lot, Billy.
Nope. The Rona.
You got the Rona?
No. You didn't get the Rona.
Yeah, you got to be careful the way you say that.
It's true. His schedule changed due to the Rona. It's unfortunate. Hopefully it'll change back soon. Midweek Wednesday. Nothing going on here, Houston. Just wait. On fanrunradio.com. There's a... It was breaking news over the night. Overnight.
I guess it was about 10 p.m. We got word that the coaching search was over.
And what can only be described...
I didn't even know we were in a coaching search. But it's over.
The most shocking moments of the entire offseason. The Tennessee Volunteers have found their next head football coach.
For internet football. For gaming. We have a game head coach.
You could have let it. I mean.
I don't want people to. I don't need it. What do you mean? Pruitt's recruiting so good.
I cannot believe that people actually.
Believe it or not.
After leading the Texas Tech Red Raiders to an improbable Cotton Bowl Classic victory. Over the Texas A&M Aggies, head coach Gus Dugerton has announced his decision to be the next head coach at the University of Tennessee.
What a pull. Well, they had the opening still since Davey turned him down. I guess maybe he's just one season behind. They offered Davey, turned it down.
Yeah.
Could it was your job, man.
You had it.
That was the... search before this one began. So the coach that took the job after I turned him down.
In the alternate universe, he didn't make it.
He didn't make it. I think he finished with a record of 16-21.
Man.
Before ultimately severing tie, the university severed ties with him.
Great move by University of Tennessee leadership, athletic director Phil Fulmer. Sometimes you just got to make those moves when they're tough.
Well, I mean.
But before they get.
Right.
Too tough.
The official graphics are in the post at Fan Run Radio, including the tweets from the official Vol football. If you thought this wasn't real,
Oh,
it's real. And it's spectacular. You got Philip Fulmer holding the Doug's jersey with...
Doug's.
Oh, man, the classic UT interlocked hat on. He's ready to go. Home sweet home, it says.
Ready to win some championships.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it feels good. Everything's coming up Tennessee lately.
Just keep winning.
Everything. All the recruits. Now we're recruiting fictional, partially real characters who are played by another person who play games.
We can break down his style of, I guess, offense, because that's what he's primarily known for. He started off as the was he the head coach at Toledo or the offensive coordinator at Toledo?
I believe he was the head coach after doing one offensive coordinator season off camera.
That's what I thought. And so after successful tenure with the Toledo Rockets, he went to Florida State, spent a year there as the offensive coordinator, then accepted offensive coordinator position at USC.
Oh.
And after I believe it was a Rose Bowl win, was offered the head coaching job for the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
They were 2-10 when they hired him.
Wow.
And after one improbable season turnaround, headed to Rocky Top.
It's on to the
From
big arm.
From 2-10 to 10-2.
And we forget to mention, while he was an OC at both FSU and USC, he had two Heisman-winning players on his team, led them through and through. He just had some bad losses that really led to not getting to the national championship, but it's back in the...
Probably defense, right? Defense cost him.
Yeah, it was mainly the defense. Yeah. Mm. Not getting enough turnovers.
And if the game was able to take the playoff into account, who knows?
Yeah.
That is a downfall. You can... I've actually, before I created my tenure as a head coach, updated all the conferences, because you got to think, like, back when the game was originally created, the alignments were slightly different for what you see now amongst majority of the Power Five conferences.
Yes, conferences have changed since 2014. That is true. That is true.
But he runs a pass-heavy offense.
Daggum right.
Oh, he's Air Raid certified. Hal Mummy even tweeted at him. Gave him tip of the hat.
Good. He uses two main plays, the shark wheel halfback and the...
Four-vert.
Oh, then three plays. My apologies. Four verts, and he also uses the crossing patterns. He'll throw in a couple runs here and there, but it's mainly
eye candy, window dressing. Got to keep him honest.
It's like Mike Leach. He said, basically, there's only three plays. You either go vertical, you go horizontal, or you hand it off. That's it.
Well said.
That's football.
Well said.
That's all there is.
Speaking of Mike Leach, I think his Twitter ban's up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What are you banned for?
The meme.
The news?
He got banned from Twitter?
Well, he didn't get banned. The university
they locked
banned
him down.
Him.
Yeah, I thought you meant he had tweeted so much recently. Twitter, I thought it was a separate thing. Twitter locked him out.
Twitter did not ban him. The university of...
I got you. That's different. Okay.
That employs him. Self-imposed. Banned him. Yeah.
So stupid. It's Twitter. It's not real life, except when it is.
Yeah. What?
Do you think... Man, we're gonna get some great Vol for Life tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
You better believe it.
They're not the great, long, lengthy, horribly spelled, multi-paragraph posts, but there's a lot of angry people.
Well, I was looking at some of the rules, and I'm not sure there's a few different groups. This is one of the bigger ones. One of the rules is no trolling or fake Tennessee sports news. And I'm guessing they're going to try and play that card as like, hey, this is why this shouldn't be... This is not fake news.
No, it's real news.
Real news about a fake person.
The University of Tennessee's football accounts.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Multiple players have tweeted about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trey Smith said he's ready to get to work.
Moose tweeted at him saying they had a 7:30 a.m. film session, so here in about, can't do math, but 17 minutes.
There you go, 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That is right.
Let's go.
Lane Kiffin weighed in.
Yes, he did. That jerk. Don't leave in the middle of the night. Or what was it after 1 year? Don't leave after 1 year. They don't take that very well.
Don't leave after 1 year.
No, we don't, Lane. No, we don't.
I think we're skipping over the biggest part of all this, though.
What is that, Davey?
He had an offer from Georgia on the table.
It's true.
And declined it to accept the position here at Tennessee. This is the biggest recruit we've landed this offseason.
It's a big deal.
Well, he is the biggest, probably.
He also said he's going to stay. He's had a history of bouncing each year. He said he's going to stay for at least two seasons unless Wisconsin opens up because that's his dream school.
Big Cat's a big Wisconsin guy.
Oh, no. We can't lose another one to the dream school.
The whole thing, I think, is that he's going to bounce around a lot, kind of tap into all the different fan bases.
Get the views.
Did I see he bumped to like the most streamed Twitch account?
Mm-hmm. There was 50,000 people watching his decision last night.
The decision. Taking his talents to Rocky Top.
50,000 people to watch him press A.
A confirm.
Four presses of the button, 50,000. I was just amazed at how many like graphics other entities had already put together. Like obviously Tennessee had already photoshopped the cartoon version of Doug's, but like Texas A&M tweeted at him like a handshake emoji, and it was like great game, good luck at Tennessee, whatever. The official Texas Tech account had their graphic.
The Cotton Bowl had like Coach Doug's Cotton Bowl in their bio as their name. The picture was the game for Texas A&M, Texas Tech. They took over real life.
It's just great to get a good coach.
Make the argument that sports don't matter.
They matter so much that fake sports are getting 50,000 people to tune in for a fake coach to accept a fake offer to a pixelated university/team.
They even had the flight tracker out last night.
There is rumor that he has his wife has family up in Blount County, and they wanted to get closer.
I've heard that they have some land there.
He left her back behind in Toledo while he was going on his coaching search, but now that he's had a head coaching job, he said that he's going to bring her back.
Hmm. You know what the good news is we got an inside source up at Barstool be able to continue to get us information on the latest Doug's information. So, hopefully we'll be getting a couple
information
of scoops
on the latest information. Who are you talking about?
Big T.
Are we close enough with Big T? Can he really be our source? Should we make him our source? You got his number?
Hey, he's a big fan of Voluntary Reaction, so.
I mean, that's okay, I guess. Wish he was a big fan of 3 and Out. Probably not a big 7 a.m. guy, if I had to guess. Yeah.
Dang.
Well, we got Big T.
Do you want me to get in touch with him? I mean, like.
No, it's fine. I was just messing around.
Then we have another Barstool personality that came to our defense during the Will Stevens versus Jack Mack situation, who's apparently a season ticket holder.
Hey, that'll help.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a big booster, like, all ADs try and say that they buffer between the big booster and the actual people on the field, but we know they have input. We know how this goes. You give enough money, your opinion matters. You think the gray hairs are going to get mad that Air Doug
people are having
throws the football around so much? No, just that we're, playing Smash Mouth football.
No, winning cures everything. This is going to be, I'm going to live vicariously through Coach Doug's and that offensive style because we almost had it if we'd have hired Mike Leach. It's kind of this is what it might have actually looked like. Cool. We'll check this out.
Glad I already got my Twitch account set up. Ready to go.
Why do you have to have an account to watch it?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either.
I don't know.
You don't have to.
Okay. Billy was playing his basketball game, so I set it up for that.
Mm. It's a big day. It's a big, big day.
Do you think there'll be an SEC adjustment for Duggerton?
Yeah.
You think he's going to? I mean, he's used to that pansy-ass Big 12
I'm
going to
say no because it's just pixelated.
Oh, come on. Don't hate on
I'm
the
just
topics.
Saying, I just, I,
come
no,
on.
I'm just saying. Like, it probably won't be as much of an adjustment as
I
real
don't
life.
The numbers will be different. The defensive linemen, they're faster.
He's going to have to figure out how to run the ball.
You think so?
I know I sound like one of those fans that's just going to say ground and pound wins the games. And I love the air raid offense, but when you come to the SEC, you're playing against a different caliber. Nate's right. And you got to learn how to battle inside the tackles.
I'd have to look at their rankings 1 to 100 to know exactly how much of a difference there is in the SEC.
It actually does make a difference.
I don't think it does.
As someone who has been doing this for the last couple of weeks.
That's bull. Because North Texas always wins the national championship in like year three of my dynasty. So don't tell me the SEC. North Texas, like every year.
I've not had that issue.
Fuck, you got a lemon. But game.
It's North Texas, I mean, like all the time.
I guess just run that fake punt return on Arkansas every year.
Over and over and over.
To call BS on the game, Georgia did win the national championship 2 years ago.
See?
So
Yeah. It's got a bug. The North Texas bug? What the hell?
I mean, to call a bug on the game, we got the coach we wanted, and he
came
just here.
Their copy of the game.
Oh, both of theirs only?
Yeah, yeah. Big Cat's copy, clean as a whistle.
Okay. You don't know that.
Maybe, he came to Tennessee.
Yeah. Maybe it's because
that's
y'all,
what I'm saying.
Do you play NCAA 14, Houston? Because I know Davey plays 12.
14, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like this happens. It's every year, though. Like, once you get so far in your dynasty, there's always a team that would never be there. That's there every single year.
But doesn't that happen in real life? Like, we had UCF the past few years, and we've had
they weren't ranked number one and playing in the national championship game.
This is also back before the playoff system.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like...
I mean, we had Clemson. They kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, they had won a national championship, but it had been 30 years.
There's always one. It's a non-Power 5 program that just rallies up. Like, for mine right now, it's Ohio.
Yeah.
They just like they're on a recruiting tear.
It would be more like if Utah was actually like battling for the national championship right now. It was like making playoffs.
I wouldn't even go like
no,
like,
that's
too high.
Worse than Utah.
Like Utah State.
No. But Utah used to not be power. I'm talking about if you go. They weren't Pac-12, right? I mean, like
correct.
Urban Meyer went undefeated at Utah, and no one cared. It'd be like going. It's like Scott Frost at UCF. I mean, actually, people cared more about that than going undefeated at Utah.
And I mean, you're,
and then they got into a Power 5 conference, and then, but obviously, they're not there.
It does take into account how long a coach has been at a program on their rating for coach prestige, and just obviously, if your prestige is higher, it's just going to allow you to retain your job at a higher rate based off the algorithm that EA Sports was using.
I think there's going to be an adjustment.
Did you read like a book on this?
No, just a lot of experience.
Yeah, algorithm. Did you play last night?
Yeah.
And?
Another season in the books.
If you wouldn't be so humble about it, you might be the next Dougs.
Uh-huh.
It's true. Another season in the books. Going back to Duke for my another season. I made the
He's a loyal man.
I made the ACC championship game 3 years in a row.
In a row?
Row. Yeah, I did say roll. Didn't mean to.
You're on a roll you made it three years in a row.
I'll be honest.
That kind of made me hungry.
I was up till 3 last night playing.
You were up till 3 playing?
Well, I was cutting audio for something else, and then I realized I wanted to go ahead and finish out the season, so all I had left was the bowl game, and so I beat Notre Dame 56-42.
You got the news and notes?
56-42.
You're still working on
that? My quarterback went on it. Yeah, still working on that. My quarterback actually set a single game record for Duke when it came to passing yards in a game. He had 542, which is incredible because, like, I actually have set it up like it's on Heisman and the tendencies in which I've kept it. It's very rare that anything like that happened. But
did you play as him or do you just sim? Because you're the coach.
I play a lot of the meaningful games. It got to the point to where I always play on Heisman, but you can start to trick the game a little bit based on some plays. So I try to avoid that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like playing Heisman because some of it felt like the game knew what I was running, so I had to like find the handful of plays against a specific team that would work, and then it just felt like I was calling the same four or five plays. Like 1 year that happened, I had Robert Meacham. He was the only receiver I had that could get open. He had, I think I completed 15 passes. They were all to him for like 475 yards and 7 touchdowns because it was the only play in the game, and I had to call it over and over because if I got double high safety, it wouldn't be there. But if they'd go single high, I put him on the fly route. It was over.
I made the recruiting more difficult as well because I think the default is just the varsity level because they got junior varsity, All-American, Heisman. That's the four levels you can do whenever it comes to just playing skill and recruiting skill. And one of the things that I've noticed...
I feel like, though, if you do that on recruiting, like, there's nothing else you can do extra to get kids. Like, you're just making it harder on yourself.
Yes, but...
But without a... Without there being anything you can do to overcome that, is what I'm saying.
True. Whenever you're looking at the certain factors, which is kind of neat because it's what actual college kids take into consideration when they're looking at a school, it'll give you a grade. And obviously the higher grade that your university has, the easier it will be to get kids to commit. And so it's going to be very difficult if you're at a school like Duke to get any five stars to look at you. And one of the things I've noticed is I will tailor my preferences as far as the kids I will recruit, even if they're interested in me. Maybe if it's a receiver that's they're just known for being a possession guy, I'm going to try to stay away from them. And I've just gone speed
yeah.
to work for my area
that was
system.
All, that was all I ever did. I would take three-star guys who were fast because if they couldn't catch, I could still just put them at running back.
Yeah, and for the – and it's really high on they do what's called a spark rating. For mm-hmm. takes it.
Did they have the spark rating in 12?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I think that was the first year it came out, actually. Okay.
But it does favor like running backs, wide receivers more than your in the trenches positions.
Right. Yeah.
And when it comes to getting tackles and guards, you can set, all right, do you want a more run based scheme or pass blocking scheme?
Balanced.
So for my tight ends, they're all receiving versus blocking, and I've gone pass block for the offensive lineman that I'm recruiting.
Well, did you hear what happened in the latest Madden tournament?
No.
Dude won the whole thing, never threw a pass. Madden World Champion.
Well, Will just said you got to learn how to run the ball.
Never threw it.
You got to go through the trenches in order to get dubs. That's just how it works.
He won the whole – never threw a pass?
Correct.
What's his name? Brito?
He goes by Joke.
Yeah.
Like four E's at the end.
I think Brito's his real
Jokey.
Last name. Yeah. He, Joke's his name. Yeah, Joke Brito won with 30-year-old Washington Redskins punter Tress Way featured at quarterback. Every play was a run. No one could stop him.
They used a salary cap system with former players and current players. So I think Gale Sayers was his starting running back. And he took advantage. I don't have the new Maddens, but it apparently really favors the run game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably feels like he realized there's, I don't want to say it's necessarily a glitch, but kind of a...
They've just made it so much harder to pass now than it used to be. And so he's like, I'm going to use that to my advantage. And so his defense and his run game was all he really put much of a focus on. And apparently just getting a decent quarterback really cost you a lot of money.
So he
goes, nope, I'm just going to get a punter to hand the ball off.
Yep.
What did he win?
Was it $60,000?
Not bad.
Yeah. Man, it's the...
Not bad at all.
He ran the Raiders playbook, which apparently is really run heavy because it's Gruden and he's old school. And then
kind of adds up. It's probably the Tennessee playbook from the 90s, just repurposed and
renamed. He was using the Titans as his team. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then apparently the Dolphins defense playbook. Who knew?
Well, but, good defensive lineage from the Dolphins.
But, yeah, he won the championship, I believe, 17-0.
It's Big Ten football.
Gave a shutout. Against
the second best guy in the tournament.
In the world. Yep. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Could not score.
That's amazing. I mean, it's probably not good for like the Twitch viewers who want to see, 58 to 52. But I've never shut out someone I was playing like one on one.
Only my little cousins when they've been talking too much.
They start running that mouth.
You got to run the
score. You got to put that zero up there. But no, I mean, I remember playing games with friends, and it was like, it would be 62-55. Mm-hmm. 17, that's impressive.
Well, we had three major events during the season that led to this tournament, says Tyler T. Davis, a Madden competitor.
T. Davis, Davis.
And commentator. So this is your Madden expert here, commentator. Joke finished 5th, 3rd, and 3rd in those tournaments en route to winning the final tournament of the year. He was the best player by far in Madden 20.
Going into this, he was arguably in the top 10 of all-time greats, and now he has to be considered in the top five ever.
In the last, like, what, 10 years? When did they start doing these?
I don't know.
MJ versus joke?
Ever.
Who's the goat?
He's a joke goat. I'll work on that. Mm.
He's a joke? He's the goat of joke?
He just took the G and made it a J, and it's a weird word.
Jote.
Yeah.
Joat.
Joat. I like Joat. Joat.
Where Joat? I think we need a break.
Yeah, I probably do. I'm just.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. I mean, they say esports is the wave of the future. I mean, would you have any doubt that Tennessee would be on the tip of the spear? Ready to go?
We had a member of Tennessee's, oh gosh, I did the interview when you guys were out. He's on Tennessee's like club esports team.
The esports team?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Carter, but I can't remember what. Oh, League of Legends.
Mm.
He played that, which I have not much of an idea as far as what goes on there. But
yeah, that's like the game, right? Where they, you know,
it's like that and Overwatch and a couple other games.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
So we have a club.
No. Never played it.
So we have a club esports team at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And a bass fishing team, FYI.
But we don't have a men's soccer team. Actually, I guess that's more Title IX than just
club. It's all...
Never mind.
Yeah. Scholarship numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Vol Nation Recruiting tweets in at us. He says, if you all want a challenge on NCAA, look up the Death Penalty Dynasty. It's where you sim the first season, then cut all your players, and it'll fill your team with walk-ons and rebuild. It's very hard, which I could believe. I feel like
that. That's the death penalty. That's SMU.
That would
but
be
like you mentioned. It's not like your administration knows you got the death penalty. Like you're doing that to yourself. So on the game, the algorithm's like, why aren't you winning at the level we think you should? You're fired.
In 2012 is when they first started the coaching carousel, to where that's when you would be offered jobs after a season.
Yeah, you couldn't just pick and switch around.
And so when you sign a contract, you have set goals you have to meet in order to keep your job security at a certain level percentage-wise. And if you fall below a certain threshold, they'll just fire you. So I'm trying to base off the goals involving recruiting, just the amount of wins you have to have. If you were to do that with just all walk-ons, how you would be able to stay at a place long enough to get it back on top, which obviously I guess that's why I'm saying it's extremely difficult.
I've watched a couple YouTube videos, and I don't know if this is exactly how the guy does it, but where they've basically, they just took a random team, changed the uniforms around and everything, and then did that death penalty thing, and then started their own college, basically. And when you do that, I think it lowers all of your goals, because they know it's all walk-ons for the most part. But it's not like you can go 1-10. It's more like you can go 5-5 and split and still try to, or 6-6 and try to keep your job.
Because, I mean, that's the thing. It's when these games were being created, they took into account like where the university had been at recently. So for Tennessee, really, to keep your job, the only thing you had to do was just get to 6 wins. It's like if you get that win over Kentucky to make it to be bowl eligible, you're usually able to come back for another season.
Yeah,
I'll never forget sports radio in this town shilling for Derek Dooley after he lost to Kentucky, and all the callers, every damn one of them was like, just fire him.
You can't do it after 2 years.
And all the flagship radio hosts were like, you can't. You can't fire a coach after 2 years. It would send the message that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that you made a mistake and you're trying to get better? Golly. What?
And then it happened again with Bud Jones.
Yep. Yeah, there was a, I mean.
That was a little more nuanced, yeah.
You had to be super smart to say after 2016, axe the guy now. For a whole offseason, for a year, Nate, we were like the worst people in the world to a lot of Tennessee fans. A lot of them now listen because they were like, ooh, man, I was wrong on this guy. Talking about you. They liked me the whole time.
Sure they did.
I'm the guy in the hat. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And now look at you guys wearing hats every day.
I forgot to every day.
I forgot to shower. It's a little different.
Forgot or didn't have time because you woke up late?
No, forgot. I don't shower in the morning.
Oh, I'm good. I'm not a morning shower guy either. You also had an outfit to prepare.
Yeah, you're decked out.
Yeah, I got the giddy up on.
You look like you should be in that picture from 1998 being arrested for being on the field.
That was 95, I think, at Alabama.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. When they Oh, you thought that was the Florida game. And that was a road game. Those guys rushed Alabama's field
right.
when we beat them.
Now, I remember that now that you said it.
Sound like a bunch of legends.
You not know this picture?
No, I think I think that's the best photo in Tennessee football history.
I don't think I've ever seen this photo.
Oh, they're all we'll find it. They're all on the field. They've got, like, their zip tie handcuffs on. The police are, like, monitoring this one guy. Has his hands behind his back, but he's holding up a number one on the side.
Looking at the camera.
It was beautiful.
Now I might have seen this picture. I'm sure I've seen it going through Twitter.
It's great. That's what college sports are all about.
I appreciate the comparison, though. If it's a good comparison.
Feel like your jacket and your hat is that.
Do you now own the jumpsuit?
Yes.
It's yours. I will buy the pants since you can't wear the pants. Yeah. Will's the guy in the back facing the wrong way in all orange.
Yeah, with the hat on back.
Yeah. Flip that hat, son. Flip that hat. Thank you. You don't really have to flip the hat.
I'm going
to
flip the hat for you, Houston. Okay. Hat has been flipped.
Yeah, now you're that guy. He was tall and skinny, looked like, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
He's probably still tall and skinny. We don't change much.
Well, I mean, it's hard 1995.
It's hard to go backwards. What are you saying?
I'm just saying it's a long time. I'm sure he changed somehow. It's 25 years.
He's probably still tall.
Yeah, probably.
Probably
the dad's same height. Dad's height is adjusted much.
Right.
You start to shrink as you get older.
Mm-hmm, that's what
this is. Gravity. It's a whole thing.
We fight gravity to grow for years, and then gravity brings us back 6 feet under. Poetic, really. Coach Duggs. Does anyone know, like, his schedule? Does he just, I got a free hour, I'm just going to get on and play a game?
No, they will tweet out in advance, and obviously at a podcast, so they talk about it, and I think they normally stream on the nights that they, or the day that they release a podcast, so they can let you know. So I think he streams tonight, and I think it's like Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, but that could be wrong. But they have all three of their people. They have the producer, Hank, who streams COD, and then PFT, who streams just whatever he wants, and then Big Cat, who streams the NCAA 14.
Gotcha. Everything's coming up orange, man.
We were number one on trending for a little bit last night. Dougs to the hill, just Dougs and
I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt it. I mean, so Prez did his unboxing, what was that, like 2 weeks ago? And he opened the Tennessee box either first or like very quickly, puts the shirt on, and then does the rest of the unboxing with the Tennessee shirt on. He obviously came and did a pizza review on the strip. I can't even remember where we went. He didn't go to...
Was it Brin's?
What?
Brin's.
Is that where he went?
I think he went to the place right next to Chipotle.
That's where he was. Yeah, that's okay. The area
that's where he was.
Yeah.
He's got the overalls on, trying to steal my shine.
Holding the foam tee.
The foam tee.
Mm-hmm.
Then recently, and now we got Big Cat. It was a few years ago. Oh, I forget the guy's name. Ryan. I forget his last name. But he came to a Tennessee game. Said he'd never been. He was a big... He might have been a big Notre Dame fan, I think. And everyone was saying, oh, you got to come to a Tennessee. And he came, and he was like, it was the greatest experience of my life.
Oh, I remember him tweeting about that, yeah.
He was like, I thought I had been to good college football games, big college football games. He came to the Tennessee-Florida game. I think that we won. I think it was the 2016 game. He said it was the best day he's ever had.
Was it?
We're starting to get some up and up here. It actually may have been the Georgia game in 2015. I'll have to go back and check.
You know, some people are saying we might be back.
Feels like 98.
because we got a video game football coach.
I really would like to know who the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator that he's going to be bringing in. Is he keeping
I'm sure he'll
guys?
Tell us.
Or did Phil say, I kind of already got him in place, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to sign up for it anyway.
Yeah, you got to keep T. Martin around, and, you know, you want some people that know the program.
It's true. Mm.
But at the same time, you don't want any old ties holding you back. You could, with the new era,
you gotta
trying to take over the SEC.
Uh-huh.
We talked about it the other day. It's the reason a certain coach didn't come here. It's because they wouldn't let him have his guys, as Billy would say.
Then you replaced him at Duke.
Mm.
In fairness, actually, he never did get to Duke based off the simulation.
Cutcliffe?
Mm. Where'd he
go? Oh, yeah, because it was 12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
We need a new game.
I'm going to start streaming 2K. I'll start streaming 2K. I'll make sure my guy's from Tennessee.
All right.
So he's a Vol for life in the NBA.
There you go.
I know Billy's created it for NCAA, or not NCAA, but for NBA 2K, but I have the most recent college basketball game that they created.
Mm-hmm.
Graphics looked pretty bad compared to what we have seen over the course of watching the Fan Run team take on certain universities, but I don't know. I might try to get that up and running. We shouldn't have to wait too much longer before we get sports back, but until then.
Until then.
Well, we got some golf this weekend that's, I don't know, should be good. We'll get into that. We got a lead story on ESPN. How MLB plans to restart baseball in a pandemic. Dun, dun, dun. Signature photo right in the center as an umpire.
I kind of thought it was going to say
with a mask on.
Tennessee lands Dougs.
No, that would be cool. Much more fun. Final segment, hour one. Back at you next. Final segment, hour number one. Oh, it feels good. Get Coach Dougs. You want to share the
I won't reveal the source.
Right.
I got a text during the break. For a solid hour and a half this morning, I thought Coach Dougs was some legit badass offensive line coach or something. I finally get in the car, go to work, excited to hear about you guys talking about it, what fire recruits we're going to get, and then it's Barstool Bull Bleep? Question mark. Sorry. That's why I tried to be very, it's a pixelated character of a pixelated game who's, you know, it's a puppet for Barstool Big Cat. It's still good for the brand. It's still good.
Yeah. Davey made this point during the break, and I'll steal it and take credit. That's what good producers do.
You just gave him credit,
though. Well, I'd feel bad if I just completely just restate. The people, the fan base that are always into recruiting, like some of them are hating on it. It's like, yo, this is a way to relate to recruits right now. This is a way.
Well, that's kind of what this was in a way, because he put out, it was Georgia, Tennessee, and there was one other school, right? Of like the
Mississippi State, I want to say.
Was it Mississippi State? And Tennessee's Twitter fan base recruited Big Cat the best, and so he came here. It's what a lot of recruits see. They get the love. They get the tweets, the followers, feedback.
Brandon Walker and Dave Portnoy were on the rundown hyping him up to come to Tennessee, and Mississippi State was in contention, and Brandon Walker was still saying that we would be the best fan base for it because we would be the ones to dive straight in, and I think we've shown that.
Exactly. Is it stupid? I don't know. But this is what you do in a quarantine. You find things that probably normally wouldn't interest you, and you go all in.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. I mean, there were like 50,000 people just watching him press select confirm last night when he made his decision.
And then playing Rocky Top.
Oh, I missed that part. Let's go back and watch it.
He messed up the words, but he'll learn it.
He'll learn.
He'd say, oh, man, I guess I got to learn this now.
It's like Eli Drinkwitz. We're going to win the Sun Belt. I mean, oh, SEC. Delete.
He came in notes. One verse to her, or not one verse, but he thought the first verse was a half a verse.
It's the last verse that's a half a verse. Mm. It'll get you. It'll get you. But no, it's, I mean, it's, I don't know. I saw a lot of, I think it was Southern Cal fans were worried that they might not get to play this year. And I saw a bunch of them saying, look, if Southern Cal can't play, I'm going to be a Tennessee fan for a year. And a lot of people were chiming in like, yeah, if my team doesn't play, I'm going to root for Tennessee also. We're going.
There you go.
We're hot right now. We're like Hansel.
I think it's one of those things, too, where they liked Coach Martin, but they kind of realized he might not be the best fit. And so him going to Rocky Top, he's like, that's still a guy I can pull for.
What?
USC fans, T. Martin.
Okay. I didn't know.
We jumped from virtual world to real
right.
world.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I was with you.
He said Coach Martin, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, usually
know.
People say T or T. Yeah. Martin.
Well, the Drive had a really big talk about that yesterday.
Oh.
In referring to.
Oh, the Drive's going to hate this, aren't they?
I think Russell will like it.
Okay.
Bear hates everything.
I feel like Bear's going to challenge Big Cat to play him.
I don't think.
Nah,
Bear. No, Bear like breaks controllers when Cody stomps him, so I don't think that'll work out.
But they got into an argument about referring to a coach by their first name, and
we say Jeremy Pruitt all the time.
But I mean, like when they're in the press conference and they're asking the coach, they'll be like, "Jeremy, can you elaborate on this?" Or they really got to talking about it as it related to Coach Fulmer, and Russ is like, "I just refer to him as Battle Captain." He's like, "Mr. Battle Captain." And
well, it is weird though because some I believe in journalism school they teach you don't call them coach because they're not your coach. So some journalists have a problem saying, hey, coach, because it's like, oh, you're not my coach. Why would it? It's like, well, you're not his friend, so you don't call him by your first name.
But Russ was saying,
what do you say, Mr. Pruitt?
Russ was saying Mr. Pruitt. You know, he didn't like being called Phil. He'd rather be called Philip. And so Russell was then just like making jokes. He's like, okay, Philip, I was wondering what your thoughts were on this. And I don't know, they did about it. 20-minute segment, it seemed like, on that matter.
You didn't like Phil, huh?
I believe it was right. I could remember.
I mean, he's Philip Fulmer. Like he
might have been Trey.
And people call him Phil.
Just in talking about him, right? But that would never be like you wrote a head. Like if you wrote it in an article, you would write out Philip, right?
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
But I'm classically trained journalist.
Mm.
Nah, that's not true.
Not really.
I think that's just a respect thing.
Well,
I feel like if I'm typing an article, you'd be more inclined to say Coach Philip Fulmer, or head coach. But
and then Fulmer.
When you're interviewing somebody in a big room, some people just have a problem saying "Hey, Coach," but you don't want to say "Hey, Mr. Pruitt," so you just say
Jeremy. That doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, if you are a coach at the high school and you teach class, your students that you don't coach still call you Coach.
Oh, that's 100% a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just saying some journalists have an issue with it.
Well, they probably went to Missouri.
They may have gone to Missouri. Some of them sure have.
Excuse me, Mr. Pruitt. Can you tell me about the jack position?
Ashton tweeted
defense?
In and said, he said, I'm not sure when decision time was, but at one point last night there was 80,000 people watching the live Twitch feed. Number one Twitch on the internet last night.
I found out from a Kentucky fan that was upset that he came here. Kentucky fan texted me.
Broke their heart.
No, I've seen a lot of fans say, oh, no wonder they've been getting all the recruits. And then other people are like, why is everybody going to Tennessee right now? I was like, because we're hot right now. You don't like it? Do something about it.
Let's just stay
you
hot.
Can't do something about it? Cry about it. Your tears sustain me.
It's true.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Just looking at these real recruiting rankings again. Do we want to talk about that, by the way? We got a lot. There was some chirping yesterday after our show about the recruiting rankings. And
who was chirping?
A couple Tennessee fans. They were basically telling us to pump the brakes, that this class actually is very similar to 19 and 20. They have just filled up early.
Oh, I don't care.
There's the segment. Nate doesn't care.
I mean, that's part of it. Like, no, we can get into it.
But I mean, we have to do it next. It's just I found it funny that I guess it's the Tennessee fan in them. Like, hey, let's not get too excited about this because we're going to look real dumb if we do get jumped by Georgia and Alabama and Florida and blah. And I agree. But right now, like, you're in the prime position. Mm. And that's what I'm excited about. It's not that there's not a chance we don't get past. I just like that we're where we are and not, you know, 42nd or whatever Alabama is.
This is not necessarily related to Tennessee's recruiting news, but just, I guess, to tie the entire first hour together. Do you believe that with the football, Madden, the NCAA games, that has allowed recruits growing up to understand playbooks better? Because there's some that I think actually do kind of try to pick up on the tendencies. Like, all right,
I would say not necessarily recruits. I would say just anyone who plays it. Like, you can't help but learn about football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can't help but understand the difference between, you know, 4-3 base, nickel, dime.
Oh, I completely agree
stuff,
with the
blitz names.
Schemes.
Yeah. Route combinations, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But, I mean, one of the things that I picked up on early, and obviously as you get higher up into football, disguising coverages is one thing, but usually if you got a guy pressing you from the beginning, the cornerback's up on you, you got a better idea that, hey, they're likely in man, at least on the outsides. And I don't know, I just think it's really interesting when you look at how we have advanced from a technology standpoint, how that has allowed certain players to learn more.
I mean, I think it was under Dooley, but that's how they learned the playbook. It wasn't NCAA 14, but it was a video game, and they essentially installed Tennessee's playbook so that the quarterbacks could play with the real Tennessee playbook so they could see and go through and make the checks and all that. It may have been on Xbox, but it was like a special program that somebody, you know, made and probably sold them for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, I think that's why the game, that's a little slice of the whole thing, but that's why the offensive game is more advanced now, because on defense there's only so much you can do. You can get bigger and faster and stronger, but from a mental standpoint, there's more of an edge on offense, and these kids they're just better offensive players earlier on.
Yeah, they've been exposed to it earlier and more often because I think video games are a huge part of it.
Yeah, big part. We'll come back, kick off hour number two, get into some recruiting and Michael Jordan getting called a snitch by a former teammate. Stick with us on 3 and Out.